From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It is Tuesday, March 18th. I'm Allison Stewart, and the governor of New York is David Paterson. Because if you were listening yesterday and I was just sort of vamping along, I called him David Paterson because I know a guy named David Paterson who looks a lot like David Paterson. And I just got a little confused, and some people called me out on it, which they should have, but it was just a slip of the tongue. Governor David Paterson, well, he's got a whole set of problems of his own today. I'm not even going to mention it. We'll talk about it in the most a little later on. Some of our listeners yesterday also had a little bit of an issue with some of my skills, my singing skills. Jacob, Mr. Music, please. If you were listening to the most yesterday, you know I had the most blues because I was having a hard time in the studio alone. And I really needed help from the staff. But then this guy named Philip wrote on the blog. My God, hearing that disturbed me on a multitude of levels. So deep that I fear I am damaged for life. Listening to me do the blues. He goes on and on. Someone else came to my defense saying he was neither offended and thought it was a valid attempt. Well, sometimes a girl just gets the blues, and I don't claim to be a singer. Never have, but you can't stop me. You're not going to be able to stop me, my friend, from singing the blues, Philip. So I'll warn you next time. How about that? Deal? Deal. Coming up on today's show, the LA Times broke a story about one of the most famous unsolved crimes of the 1990s, the killing of influential rapper Tupac Shakur. Now, Chuck Phillips is a reporter for the Times, did some good old-fashioned gumshoe reporting. And he wrote that Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, he may have known ahead of time about one of the original attacks on Tupac Shakur. And we should note that P. Diddy yesterday denied any involvement in the killing. Chuck Phillips will be with us in a few minutes to talk about what he found out through his reporting. Also yesterday, obviously, St. Patrick's Day, a lot of revelers out there at the parades in New York, around the country. I mean, a lot of them. Ran into several of them at 5th and 42nd, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm guessing those folks not feeling so great today. If anybody has a hangover out there this morning, we are the show for you. Dr. Billy Goldberg, co-author of Why Do Men Have Nipples and Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex, will answer what can cure a hangover. Any guy who contributes to those two books likely will have that answer. Also, today is New Music Tuesday. We might get into that in a little bit. But first, we'll get to some headlines in just a moment. But first, as race moves to the front burner of the presidential campaign, Barack Obama is preparing to tackle the issue directly in a major campaign speech today. The Democratic senator will speak in Philadelphia later this morning and address, quote, race, politics, and unifying our country. Now, that's according to his campaign. Obama's aides say he will also tackle Reverend Jeremiah Wright, his former longtime pastor at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. Reverend Wright officiated at Obama's wedding, baptized his daughters, and inspired the title of one of Obama's books, The Audacity of Hope. Wright was also part of Obama's spiritual advisory committee until last Friday. Now, no doubt you've heard a lot over the past week or two about how several of the Reverend's past statements have been creating controversy for Obama. A quick recap of some of the more inflammatory remarks. In Wright's first sermon after the September 11th attacks, he suggested the U.S. may have had some involvement. And in 2003, he cursed America for its treatment of African Americans.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God America, for treating our citizens as less than human.
Obama says he was not in church that day that Wright made those comments. Now, earlier this month, the candidate responded to questions about his former pastor.
I don't think that my church is actually particularly controversial.
Later, Obama described Wright as, quote, an old uncle who sometimes will say things that I don't agree with. But voters still seem concerned. In a new Rasmussen poll, 56% of voters said Wright's comments made them less likely to vote for Obama, and 44% of Democrats said the same thing. And all of this takes place as Obama competes fiercely with Hillary Clinton for the support of white men who are likely to be pivotal in the April 22nd Pennsylvania primary. They played an important factor in Ohio, where Obama lost to Clinton earlier this month. A Washington Post study compared Ohio exit polls to exit polls from Wisconsin, where Obama won, and found that many more white men in Ohio cited race as a factor in their votes. So that brings us to today, when Obama promises to address race in Pennsylvania, site of the next major primary. Now here's Laura Conaway with some more of today's headlines.